You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. And I'm about to bring you a timely musical meditation with music historian Monsignor Philip Whitmore. Stay tuned.
There are said to be over 3,000 people buried in Westminster Abbey. They include St. Edward and many of the kings and queens of England, as well as poets, scientists, musicians, actors, admirals, the great and the good, you might say. One of the composers buried in the Abbey is Henry Purcell. He became organist there in 1679 when he was barely 20 years old, and much of his church music would have been written for services at the Abbey or at the Chapel Royal. Listen to his setting of words taken from St. Paul, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." Now, if you're thinking that sounds almost like dance music, you're not far wrong. The king liked to hear music he could tap his foot to. This was the reign of Charles II, who'd spent a number of years in France at the court of Louis XIV. He was much taken with the French king's band of 24 violins, and was determined to introduce something similar at his own court. So a genius like Purcell had plenty of scope to exercise his talents. Not all Purcell's anthems have string accompaniments, though. I'd like to play you a part of his setting of Psalm 62, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee." This is a psalm we often use at morning prayer on Sundays and feast days. It isn't one of Purcell's best-known anthems, but listen to the setting of the Alleluia at the end, which just might remind you of something you've heard elsewhere. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. In Purcell's day, hymns had no place in Anglican worship, so it's most unlikely that he ever thought of adapting that melody as a hymn tune. But two centuries later, that's exactly what happened. Listen to the beginning of the hymn "Christ is Made the Sure Foundation" and see how well Purcell's melody works. Words have an even longer history than the tune. One of the effects of the Oxford movement in the 19th century was a great revival of hymns from the early centuries of the church's history. Many of them were translated into English for use in worship. An amazingly prolific translator of Latin hymns was John Mason Neal. The English hymnal contains over 60 of his translations, plus a few original texts. "Christ is Made the Sure Foundation" is his translation of the 7th century office hymn for the dedication of a church, "Angularis Fundamentum." In the Latin breviary, that's still the hymn set for morning prayer for the dedication of a church. It was a real inspiration to choose for the English paraphrase of this hymn Purcell's tune from the anthem we listened to a moment ago. The tune, appropriately enough, is known as Westminster Abbey.
Alleluia,
The hymn reminds us that Christ is the cornerstone, the foundation on which his church is built. It reminds us that not only the buildings where we worship, but also we ourselves are the temple where he makes his dwelling. We are the church, and our lives must be built on the sure foundation of Christ, our loving Lord. He chose us and called us to share his life, so that we might reign with him forever in his glory.
Listening there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.